Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Koble. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Scott reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Brett reaches second base with a double. Bebacqua moves to third. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy takes first base on ball four. Dick Selma now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bebacqua tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Healy moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. Healy scores. Rojas goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Otis scores. It's 7-0, Royals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. May moves to second. It's 7-1, Royals. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs is called out on strikes. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bebacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebacqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bebacqua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Brett reaches second base with a double. Bebacqua moves to third. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Patek is hit by the pitch. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Babacua tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Brett moves to third. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett scores. Patek moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 9-1, Royals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. Otis scores. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Porter reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Babacua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babacua is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Babacua is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rodriguez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. May reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. May scores. It's 12-3, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing center field. John Vukovic now playing third base. Bobby Mitchell now playing left field. Bob Hansen now playing first. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Otis for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got five RBIs. Cepeda hits a line drive towards the mound. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Babakwa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Mitchell is chasing the ball. Wolford rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 13-3, Royals. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Babakwa strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Brett reaches second base with a double. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a line drive towards third. Vukovic reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to third. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing left field. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cowan's, who is chasing the ball. Coluccio reaches third base with a triple. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hanson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Otis hits a pop-up towards third. Vukovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowan's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan's takes first base on ball four. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got five RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Salayton now playing first base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Kurt Bebakwa now playing second base. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Saleta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Travers now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and three doubles. Brett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Brewers 3. the Brewers will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Coluccio strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.